USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump announced an approval for a drug treatment to fight the coronavirus.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
Drug maker Gilead has donated the remdesivir stock it has on hand, and it's racing to make more. More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves on Fox's Hannity says it's time.
Our people are smart enough to do the right thing. They're staying 5 or 6 feet apart. They're not getting in groups of more than 10 people. But you cannot lock people in their homes and tell them you can't go to work. And oh, by the way, you can't go outside either.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The governor of New York is trying to figure out how to get people back to school. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is ordering that schools and colleges across New York remain closed for the rest of the year in response to the coronavirus outbreak. The governor says his administration doesn't see a realistic way to bring students back to school anytime soon.
We don't think it's possible to do that in a way that would keep our children and students and educators safe. So we're going to have the schools remain closed for the rest of the year. We're going to continue the distance learning.
Cuomo says a decision regarding summer school will be made by the end of the month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is days, not weeks, away from changes to the stay-at-home order. He said state officials are very close to making some announcements that will be meaningful to people in the retail and hospitality industries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Department of Education and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos face a class action lawsuit demanding a stop to garnishment of student borrowers' wages. The suit was filed in District of Columbia Federal Court on behalf of borrowers whose paychecks continued to be garnished for student loans, which is a violation of the CARES Act. The Rolling Stones have released a new song which captures how people feel during isolation from the coronavirus lockdowns. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
The Rolling Stones debut a title on the Billboard chart for the 7th consecutive decade as the new single Living in a Ghost Town enters multiple lists on the chart. The song makes its chart entrance exactly 56 years after the band's first trip to Billboard's charts. Mick Jagger talks about the new song on his Instagram.
Hi there. So we were in the studio, the Stones recording some new material before the lockdown, and there was one song I thought that would resonate through the times we're living in, which is called Living in a Ghost Town. So I hope you like it.
The song was produced by Don Was. Living in a Ghost Town is the Stones' first new original song in 8 years. The song is intended to give the fans a little bit of a treat, especially after the news of the Stones' planned No Filter tour had been postponed as a result of COVID-19.
I'm a ghost, living in a ghost town.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.